So, we started our service talking about Manitou, holiness that seemed to the native peoples to be everywhere, in everything they saw. Before we say more about Rhode Island's Thanksgiving, I want to ask you a question from way up here. What does holy mean? Anyone? Rise and shout if you have an answer.
Set aside.
Set aside.
Think awesome.
Awesome.
Special.
Special. Sacred.
Divine.
Divine. How wonderful. Anyone think it maybe belongs to a power that is beautiful and powerful in ways that are beyond this world and human capacities? Sacred.
We got some people raising
their
hands.
Oh, we got more.
No, she's agreeing, yeah?
Oh!
Yes.
Good, we're together.
So that's a really important thing to us to be careful to understand. When we talk about something that's holy, we need to have at least some understanding of what we mean by that. Because a lot of Rhode Island's Thanksgiving has a lot to do with what people believed holy meant and what things they thought were holy. We've talked about what some of the native people who were from here thought was holy. Hundreds of years ago, when people came over from Europe to settle and live here, they came because of what they thought was holy. And unlike the native people here, the pilgrims and the Puritans who came here thought that ideas were holy. Ideas that were in the Bible, and we hopefully know the Bible is a book of stories and ideas about what is holy, pretty much the whole thing. So they were concerned about ideas that were in the Bible and ideas that people created later, following the Bible, more ideas about what is holy, including ideas about how people should live and how people should act in order for people to be as holy as the ideas that they cared about. Does that make sense? Trying to make sure that people and ideas were kind of together.
Over at what was then the Massachusetts Bay Colony, the Puritans who had come over believed they were finally free to be holy in the ways that made sense to them. They were tired of having to live and practice their religion in ways they didn't believe in. But here, they could do what they wanted, what they thought was right. And they were ready to do things in their way, so sure they were right. They didn't really care about people who might disagree, not even people who might really disagree, like the native people who were here, who thought it was the world, the earth, and not ideas that were holy. But the Puritans figured it was their job to convince or just impose their ideas on the people here. And then, finally, everything would be holy.